Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. That has breast out for joy.
Everything that has breast out for joy.
With everything that is beautiful
belongs to you.
And
oh,
the heaven is the Lord. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. You are excellent.
Oh,
the heaven is the Lord. Everything is yours. Everything is yours. You are excellent.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Brianna Abdullahi. She is one of the authors of this wonderful book that is about to be launched, that is about to launch, that I say. And Brianna, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Oh, and I forgot to mention the name of the book. The name of the book is Manifestation Now: Believe, Trust, and Walk Out Your Destiny. Great, great. So, Brianna, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you have going on, the name of your chapter, and how did you get started?
Okay, well, I'm 21 years old. I'll be 22 on Sunday, well, next Sunday. I am a college student at Wilmington University. I major in mass communication. I am active in the community and serve the LA community with my school, with my church. And I am very grateful to be on this book. The way it happened was not something that I was looking for, but it definitely just came on its own. So when I was offered the chance to be on the book, it was nothing that I was hesitant about because I knew it was time for me to write my book, but or write my chapter. But I was just glad that God was able to birth something inside of me for me to perform such things for the people that need to hear what I have to say. And I actually had my book for a while, and when I say that, I mean it basically was coming from a journal that I kept over the years. I've had a journal that I would always write in and have my thoughts in and my prayers and my scriptures and things that were in my head. And I decided to, when offered the chance to write the book or the chapter, I decided to take that, what I know and what I have experienced, and put it into the chapter and call it Purpose Through Trials, or Purpose Through Your Trials. And the reason why I named it that was a lot of the things that I wrote about in my journal was basically trying to figure out who I am and trying to figure out, Lord, what is my purpose in life and why am I here? And I feel like I'm not the only one my age that think about those things, and that, you know, I want to do the things that God has for me, but I need to know what those things are. And I wanted to share that with everybody else, especially in my age group. I think a lot of times we get lost in the sauce and we get lost with what's popular and what's in, and we don't know who we really are. And my chapter really goes in depth of who we are and how do we find who we are and how does God view us. So when I had the chance to do that, I was very grateful for God to allow me to do such things. And I just want, you know, the people my age to know that it's okay to not know right away or not to know everything right now, but if you just open your mouth and just ask God and say, hey, you know, I need to know what my purpose is. I need to know what I'm here for. And that was the main reason for me writing that chapter.
That's great. But you know what? Yeah. Not only is it young people that ask, mm-hmm. that should ask the question, but some people don't mm-hmm. ask that question of God until, wow, they move around for a few years before they even really mm-hmm. know or even have an idea of what their purpose on earth is for. And some people, it takes a minute.
Right.
It's really, I mm-hmm. admire you for even asking a question at such a young age, because, you know, we change our perspective on life as we grow older or as we become older. Our perspective on
right.
life changes, oh, man, over and over and over again. So, you know, I commend you on that, for asking that question. So was it, you say you had all of your journals, was it hard to kind of put them together, everything you have written, and try to, you know, contain it into one chapter? Was it difficult?
It wasn't necessarily difficult. At first, I didn't know what I wanted to title my chapter. I had to put everything in order first, and then it came to me what I wanted the title to be. But it was a matter of just taking my time and looking through my journal and picking out what really stuck out and what really would connect to people, because some stuff was not necessarily something to put into the chapter, but the things that I felt was needed, and my personal poems that I wrote, I put in there, and different testimonies, and I just really felt that as I was looking through my journal, God was showing me different things that aligned with the title that I would soon think of.
Okay. So other than, was this your first manuscript? Was this your first book?
Yes, this is my very first. I never even thought about writing a book or writing a chapter of anything. So this definitely was not something that as a little kid, I always dreamed of writing a book. It was nothing like that. When I was offered the opportunity, I felt led that, you know, this was a good time to do it. And I knew I had what I needed. And I don't know, something in me was just like, why not? You know, even though I never really dreamt on it, or I never, you know, that wasn't on a bucket list of mine, but I figured, why not?
Yeah, at such a young age, it's really, that was very fantastic. At such a young age that you was able to do it. And so do you see yourself writing anymore? Do you see yourself maybe going into perhaps writing another book or anything on that level?
Yes, I want to continue what I started. So what is in this chapter, I want to continue it to a more deeper level of my life.
Okay. So other than, you say you're a student at Walden University and studying mass communication.
Yes.
Okay. And how is that going for you?
It's good. I'll be starting soon in a couple weeks, starting back in the fall semester. And, you know, just I'm a junior now, so I'm trying to get these credits in and trying to get my senior year rolling. So I'm trying to get done so I can work on my master's and just work my way up. I've always been fascinated by, you know, public relations and, you know, TV broadcasting and TV personality, and I've always been really talented in that area. So that's what made me choose that major in the first place.
Okay. So, and you are involved in your church?
Yes. I do a lot of the young kids ministry and, you know, Sunday school and little aftercare programs, that kind of thing.
Okay. Other than writing your book and going off to school, what are some of the other things that you are involved in?
Well, I am a student ambassador on campus. So that basically means that I represent my college on campus, and I have a chance to inspire other college students to get involved on campus, to, you know, participate in different activities and events, and just guide them in the right direction when they need help with tutoring, anything in that area. You know, they're supposed to come to me or to the group of us that are considered student ambassadors.
Do you find that difficult? I mean, do you find that part of your life as a student ambassador, you find it difficult being on campus and trying to stay within the realms of things?
It's more difficult now.
It's more difficult now.
Oh, I think I lost our guest. We give her a few minutes, see if she can come back on the line.
Okay, I believe we have her back on.
Okay.
Hello.
Are you there? Yeah. Are you there now?
Yeah, but yes, I'm here.
Okay, we lost you there for a minute. And
Okay.
And you were saying, you were speaking more on being an ambassador and how the students come to you, and I was asking, was it difficult? You know, because you're 20 or 21, so that's a big responsibility. So is it difficult for you?
It just came natural for me. I've always been the people person. I've always been, people always naturally just came to me, and I've always naturally just had that counseling spirit or that wisdom. And I was very active on campus, so I knew a lot of things as far as where to go and who to talk to and what to do in certain situations, financial aid, all that kind of things I already knew. So it just came natural to me. It was nothing that I had to really try to do or I had to be taught or trained. It just came natural.
Okay. Now, have you shared your chapter, your excitement about the book release? Have you shared that with any of your friends, and how do they react?
Yes, I talk about it all the time. I was like, remember, you know, I got this coming up, you got this coming up. They're really excited for me. They are very proud of me. I know a few of them are trying to work on their own book now and try to get their stuff together. So I know me doing this has definitely inspired them to take that extra step for themselves.
I see. So have you, as you have inspired them to write their book by writing yours, you ever thought about maybe doing a class on it?
Not exactly a class, but I have thought about doing maybe a woman's, I wouldn't say necessarily a prayer call, but where we can all get on the line and just be women and, you know, talk about the things that really concern us as women. And the reason why I thought of that was mainly because I had a friend come to me sometime last week, and she was telling me how she was depressed and she was not feeling herself. And she called me and was like, I really need to talk to you. I really need to, you know, vent to you. And it was just nice to be able to give her feedback of something that I have also experienced. And I know she's not the only one that feels that type of way. And I know she's not the only one out there that, you know, goes through that sometimes. So, you know, just like how I was able to feed her, she could feed other people. And just imagine if we were all on the line being able to feed each other.
That's great. That's great because, you know, our testimonies are not for us. They are for others. And by you sharing her, I'm sure it helped her a lot. And then she would in turn share with someone else. So, yeah, I think you should go for it. Go
for it. I think I will.
Yeah, whether you call it a women's prayer line or whatever,
come over. You know, I think with younger people, you need like a catchy name.
Right.
So it seems like everything has to be a catchy name in order to get their attention. But even in all of that, the goal is to share the word of God. No matter how catchy, you know, the title may be, the goal will be to the word of God, to pass on the word of God and your experience, not giving your whole chapter away, but, you know, some of the things that you experience would be fantastic. And I am looking forward for you sharing it with me once you get started. And I know it won't be long. I just know by listening to you, I can tell that you're very mature for your age and that you love God already. So that's not going to be hard for you at all. And I'm reading your bio and talks about how you grew up in church. And so with you grew up in your church and I think your grandfather was a pastor. So when you're out and about and, you know, and everyone knows or maybe know a little bit about you, how do they react to you? Hello? I think we dropped the call again. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you now.
Okay. I think my cheek pressed the button. Yes, I was saying I wouldn't say I'm not no one special, but I don't come off better than anybody. So usually people don't know that, you know, I'm an author or anything unless I tell them. And I don't really go around telling people unless, you know, I'm trying to promote the book, of course. But I try to come off a little bit more humble and, you know, just be a genuine person to people because that's when they feel the most, you know, comfortable. But people sometimes, like today at work, you know, I met this girl and she just started talking to me. And she just started, you know, going on about her life and asking me questions about this. And little did we know that we kind of grew up kind of the same and we knew the same people. And, you know, she goes to church and, you know, I go to church, of course, and then we were able to find that common topic and just go from there. So usually when it comes to meeting other people or that kind of thing, I try to just let things flow and allow God to work through me in that area. I don't have to broadcast, though I'm a Christian or anything. People are just going to know because of, one, how I act, and two, I'm not going to say or do certain things that other people may do, so they're just going to know. I thought it was interesting because she had a, I'm going to say a bad mouth, but she cursed sometimes, and she kept apologizing, and I'm like trying to think. I said, why does she keep apologizing? And, you know, and it started to think that, you know, sometimes when you give off that, you know, air, even if I didn't talk about it much, but sometimes my presence may get people like, well, I don't want to cuss in front of her because I don't know, you know. So she kept apologizing about it and everything, and I realized that it wasn't necessarily something that I said or did. It was just, you know, sometimes people can be glory carriers and they can recognize that. So, yeah.
You still stopped it, and then, yeah. But that's really great. I think it's I think it's a sign of respect. Not that, you know, you're seeking it, but it's just you know, I think that one spirit recognizes another, and it's just it happens. As the older people say, it's just your light shining, and so let it shine.
Right.
But just great that you're able to. When someone began to talk to you about a problem, that you're, it seemed like you're very calm and you're able to go ahead and minister to them and share with them even your small testimony, which is fantastic, which is really great. So, Brianna, I am looking forward to meeting you in Atlanta at the gala, the Red Carpet Gala. And if you could mind sharing a little bit more about yourself, how people can contact you, and
different things like that, you can do that at this time. And also, if you would just give us a few words of wisdom, and you can do that at this time.
Okay. Well, you can find me on Facebook at Brianna Abdullahi. Well, Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A, last name Abdullahi, A, B as in boy, B as in dog, A-L-L-A-H-I. You can find me on Instagram at, should I think of my Instagram name, God's Girl_. And, well, I guess just to close everything up, I'm basically, you know, just an average girl. I mean, I know I keep saying that, and I know someone had got on me about that, but I don't see myself different than any other 21 year old, besides the fact that I have Christ. So, you know, I go through the same things emotionally, mentally, physically. I just, you know, I have a different way of handling it. But I do want to say this, that sometimes life can bring you different directions that are very unexpected. And I say that because my life has definitely brought me in different directions that was definitely unexpected. And I can't say too much because it's already in the book, so you're going to have to read it for yourself. But but I'm looking forward into the book coming out, so I can definitely open up and talk more about things that I've gone through, and just inspire other women that are my age and older, and just, you know, allow them to see me for me and not me as, oh, she's an author, oh my gosh. Like, it's a big deal to me, but just realize that I had to go through some things to get here, and I had to go through some things to write what I wrote about. So I just want, you know, to encourage other girls to write their own book or start their own organizations, anything, just get up and start doing it. And I want to talk about a little bit about what is it called? I believe it's in Acts, and it talks about the lame man. And the reason, like, I just thought about this because it reminds me kind of myself with the lame man, you know, begging. And when I believe it was Peter came to the lame man and said, I don't have silver and gold, but I have this. And the guy or the man ended up getting up and walking, and he started to feel his feet and he started to feel his legs. And sometimes the lame in our life keeps us from getting up and walking. And I think it's time for us to just get up and walk and stop just begging and asking for this person to help us and this person to help us when we have what we need already. You just have to get up and walk.
So it's either Acts chapter 3:11 or Acts chapter 3:2. So Acts chapter 3:2 said, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. And then Acts 3:11, and this quote from is from the King James Version. It says, and as the lame man which was healed helped Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wonders. So, yeah.
Right.
Both of them talk about getting up and moving on, or getting up and getting it together.
Right.
Right. Well, Brianna, it has definitely been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And I am excited about the book and the gala, and I know that you are as well. So
absolutely.
I am definitely looking forward to meeting you during that time. And again, thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
No problem. Have a nice day. I love you.
Have a nice day, and God bless, and I love you as well.
We would like to thank our sponsors, VMRC Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Ephesians 4 and 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.